Miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
Hello, hello. It is 2 p.m. on a, you know what, kind of a nice day. It's kind of really nice outside, windy Friday afternoon. It's Good Friday, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash, and I am your host, Erin. I'm back. And of course, I am joined by my very, honestly, I guess you're kind of my co-host now, I think, who kind of held down DJ Crusher, who held down the fort the last few weeks. So I hope that you enjoyed what she had to pick for you. I haven't heard it myself, but I'm gonna go back and check it out.
No, that's okay. Just trust and believe. It was incredible. It was amazing. It was show-stopping, and everyone loved it.
I'm sure everyone did love it. I'm sure I'm gonna love it. Yeah, so I hope you had fun with that. I really, really missed doing this, but I'm not gonna lie, I did need kind of a little bit of a break, I think. Yeah.
You were away.
I was.
Abroad. I was talking about you like you were dead while you were gone. I was like, Erin would have loved this song.
Wait,
all right, too bad she's not here.
Where is she? We don't know. Will she come back? We don't know. But I am back today, and I'm sniffly, and I'm very sorry about that, because I just did a big woof, and that probably was not pleasant. For the last time, yes, I'm excited to be back. Today's show is a bit chiller. Nothing on the crazy side, which is probably different from the last couple weeks, I would presume.
It's called Whiplash for a reason.
Exactly. That's the name of the game. But yes, and I'm so excited to be broadcasting live.
For the first time in a little bit.
For the first time, I think, of 2026.
Wow.
Yeah. Live out of the basement of Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario.
Not to make it sad, we're approaching probably the last time.
Oh, too. You're doing the termination closure stage of therapy. I'm going to have to get therapy. But yes, I think there's only 3 weeks left.
Yeah.
Only 3 weeks left of Whiplash. Yes, this is... I'll have to bring tissues, I think, on my last one.
1 hour of crying and puking into the
mic.
For the final episode.
Yeah, Alex style. Yes, there is very, very sad news, but Whiplash will be ending at the end of April. It's been about 3 years that I've had Whiplash, and 4 that I've just kind of been on the air in general, 5 helping around the station. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely kind of crazy. Some really, really good experiences, but without getting too emotional. This has been super, super awesome. But yeah. Oh, 3 weeks. I know I only really realized how long I'd been doing this when Jesse sent that email asking
for how long some of our programs have been running.
Yeah, yeah. Some people have been programs for multiple decades. That's kind of crazy. I wish that was me.
I think our oldest one is well over 30 years old.
Yeah, 40. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll be back. I don't know.
I'm sure you will be guest hosting
over the airwaves somewhere. But anyway, without too much of that, it's Good Friday. I hope that Friday will be good to us.
It's been pretty good so far, I think.
Yeah, it's really nice not having to wear a jacket. Anyway, this is just, I'm rambling now. Chill episode. Up first is 3 new tracks. We're going to hear a little bit of Courtney Barnett. We're going to hear a new single from Zune. Lots of new content today. So I really hope you enjoy. Up first is Orchid by Leah Pappas Kemps. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Reflections in his iris, I put them there. The diamonds behind his eyelids and his mouth is warm. Inside of it, an orchid. But then he dove to the sea of silence, my little dove, just sitting on my mind, I thought for all my love, I would have been rewarded. But no, no, tempt me.
welcome back. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash, and you just heard One Too Many Nights by Zune and Sam Jr. I always get excited when I see a new release from Zune. They actually used to be in Kingston, and used to play all the time, and I would try my best to be at every show there. If you got the opportunity, go check them out, because really good. That's all I can say. Like I said, off air, Zune rips. So and then before that was Mantis by Courtney Barnett off of her new album Creature of Habit that came out a couple weeks ago. And then I started that set off with Orchid by Leah Papas Kemps, who is Canadian. She is a singer-songwriter from Toronto. She's been kicking around for a few years, but yeah, I really like that one.
Chill start.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chill start. It's yeah, well, it's not really going to get any different.
So. You said it's a chill episode today.
we're just hanging out. We're chilling out. Everyone, I think it's a chill day for a lot of people. I saw a lot of people getting coffee, just walking around, enjoying the weather. So I was kind of soaking up that energy today. And, you know, this is what it translated to. But I forgot to say, I've been, so anyone who knows me, I kind of have a Facebook Marketplace addiction, selling and buying. And it can get really, really frustrating sometimes. That I got halfway through telling you, I just got a box set of Alien 1, 2, 3 and 4.
You did? Oh my god!
The 20th Legacy Edition box set.
Sorry, so I like yelled into the mic. I was really
movie
excited.
Night at my house. Movie night at my house. But it was actually so frustrating to get. And I got it for $5. Four movies for $5.
Dang, why was it so frustrating to get? What was the journey there?
If this guy is listening, I need you to know, like, how frustrating you were to deal with.
this is our review.
We'll get there.
Name drop first and last.
I actually can't remember. I could look it up, but we're not going to do that. But anyway, so normally with Marketplace, like, you can either meet up in person or go to their house or they come to yours or whatever. And so it was just so frustrating to kind of like organize this and then time it and whatever. And I was, you know, I was like, well, I'm on the East End. Like, it'll take me a minute to like get anywhere or whatever. And I was like, I can just come to your house or like do a porch pickup. And he was not giving me his address. And I was like, okay. And he was just like, well, where do you want to meet? And I'm like, well, where are you? And he wouldn't answer, like, what area. I was like, where do you want?
He's like being, he's acting like you're gonna like stalk him or break into his house or something,
literally. And I get the safety aspect of it, but I was like, bro, you need to tell me what area you live in, so I can
just
come
name a place.
Meet you,
like, just say downtown, even if you don't live downtown, and then meet downtown.
Yeah. And so I know where he works now, but
let me give, like, you my workplace, my social security number, my school, my date of birth, but not my house address.
Not my house. Anyway, so he was so frustrating, and then eventually he was like, can we just meet at this Tim Hortons? Which to me is sketchier than me just going to your house. I don't want to meet you in a Tim Hortons parking lot.
I just told you I bought shoes last week. Yeah. I met them in the Shoppers parking lot, and she was like, stayed in the car, and I got them at her car window. It was like a drive-through moment.
Oh my gosh. That's just like so impersonal. Yeah. And then eventually I was like, well, which Tim Hortons? Because there's like three on that road.
Guess.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna pull up to Tim Hortons just for you to like be at the other one. And then I was just like, listen, I'll pay you more. It's $5. I was like, I'll pay you more. I'll pay you 10 for the movies or whatever. If you just come by my house, because my house is in between where you're coming from and where you want to meet. And I was like, I'm by, you know, a Food Basics. And he was like, well, I'll just meet you at the Food Basics. And I was just like, my house is right behind the Food Basics. So we did that. And then he goes, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, perfect. It takes me 6 minutes to walk there, you know, whatever. I'll go there. And then I get there and he goes, oh, I'm running late. He was like, I'll be there in 2 minutes. And then he's like, here. And I'm like, what do you mean here? Like, I'm literally standing outside. And he goes, oops, wrong place. And I was like, oh, I could have seen this coming from a mile away. He goes, wrong place and minutes. And I was like, yeah, no freaking kidding. It's raining. It's windy. And I've been standing outside for almost half an hour waiting for this guy. And all I wanted was a chocolate bar from the store. But I didn't want to go in and miss him and frustrate him because it's been so frustrating. And then he just tells me, he's like, here, this is my car. Expecting me to know, like, the make of car. I was like, it was like a Lancer. I was like, what the hell is that? And so I had to look it up. And he was literally right in front of me. And then he pulled in to a spot where he literally could have just drive by, dropped off, whatever. And then I had to go to his car. Anyway, sorry. He made me work. But I was like, was it worth it?
You kind didn't of. Pay money. You paid.
I paid time.
Time. Yeah. And effort.
So if you're listening, and then he had the audacity after to be like, can you leave me a good rating if you're happy with the product? It's not the product I'm unhappy with. It's you.
It's your whole vibe, dude.
It was your whole vibe. And that really upset me. Anyway, long-winded story. Pick your battles.
Leave a review and go, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
I gave him 3 out of 5 stars and said, needs to improve punctuality.
Get him.
I think that was fair.
That's, yeah, more than fair. I think that's generous.
I don't leave written reviews. I just, like, click the buttons and stuff.
Oh, there's, like, options? I feel like I never give people
But some people have, like, written reviews on their thing. Like, guys, I have a 5-star rating. Anyway, but, yeah, so... Yeah, anyway, I don't really know what's going with that. But anyway, I have the Alien box set now, so...
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got, like, persevered and you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, moving on. Up next is a new song from... I can't believe it. Shoppers parking lot drive-by is crazy. I really want to see those shoes. But oh my gosh, I have another story about Marketplace that happened a couple days ago, but we're gonna move past it. It's a new track from US Girls, who I believe are actually Canadian, and it is the theme from Dead Lover, and I'm not too sure what that is, but I really like this song. It's called You've Got Everything, and then I'm gonna play one of my favorite tracks off of Aura Kogan's new album, and then we're gonna throw it back and throw it forward.
Catch you
on the flip. This is US Girls with You've Got Everything on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Na na na.
better go home. If they left us alone now, could I tell you how I feel? I'm leaving your life. Na na na. If they left us alone now.
You just heard Worldwide by Snooper. And I believe that was the title of their 2025 album. But I believe that one is on the B-sides that they just released. And then before that was Gas Station by Slater off her new album, Worst Girl in America, which I think is fantastic.
I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't clung on to a song yet.
Oh, that's so devastating. Gas Station, I think, is maybe my second favorite song on the album. My favorite would be Beat Up Chanel's. Mm. And then I think my third would be Unknown Lovers. Yeah. That song, it was initially about a breakup, I believe, and then it kind of turned into a song about her relationship with her dad. But fantastic pop album if anyone is super into that. Very gay. I'll put it out there. It's for the gays. But back to Snooper. They are playing for Project Nowhere Fest at Lee's Palace May 2nd, but it's a really, really, really good lineup. I'm considering going myself, actually. They have some really good acts. They have Ether Girls, La Securité from Montreal, Mother Tongues. Yeah, and it's a 2-day. You can either buy a ticket for both days or, you know, just one. But yeah, super cool if you like them. And they are a punk group from Nashville. And then before Gas Station, I played If They Left Us Alone Now by Wool. Seems like they had a lot of drama in that band and they broke up pretty quickly.
Do you know what the drama is?
No, I don't know the tea, but that's for you to listen. I mean, find out, listener. Yeah, and it seems like one of the members actually was a founding member of Foo Fighters, so that's cool. And then before that, I played The Smoke by Ora Kogan, and that is off of her new album, Hard-Hearted Woman, which came out last month, March 13th, Friday the 13th. It is amazing. I would love to see her live, but I don't think it was inconvenient for me and I didn't get the opportunity, or she hasn't come out east. So please do that. Yes, Aura, please. Yeah, and her last album was fantastic as well. She is from Vancouver Island, maybe, or I don't know, some island in Vancouver, something like that. And then I started that set off with You've Got Everything by US Girls, and they're from Toronto as well. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I like that one. It's new from them, and I thought it was kind of across. It kind of sounded a little bit like Magdalena Bay and Tennis. So there you go. If you haven't checked them out, there you go. If you like that sound. And then I just heard from Caller on the Line that the first song I played earlier at the top of the hour was Orchid by Leah Pappas-Kemps, who was an actress in Anne with an E. She's from Toronto. So there you go.
I wonder who that caller was.
I wonder who knew that. So we're entering the last little bit of the show today. So we're just going to get on with it because I really enjoy these songs as well. This is Wheels by Squirrel Flower, Beethoven, and Billy Martin, which are all artists that I really enjoy, but we're gonna chill it back out again.
Can you hear?
Welcome back. This is Whiplash.
In the zone, complaining about Mark
I was getting heated about another Marketplace story. Anyway, so sorry about that. I would share, but we're running out of time. You just heard "Peace in My Mind" by Federal Duck. I really like that. I really like to think, but they were talking about the Mr. Federal Duck in those lyrics as well. Makes it silly. And then before that was Wheels with by Squirrel. Sorry, I'm really still stuck on this Marketplace story. I really want to get it out, but we'll get back to it. By Squirrel Flower featuring Babe Hoven and Billy Martin. And we only have one more song left for today, but I really hope that you have enjoyed kind of just chilling out with me for, well, chilling out with us for the past hour. And yeah, hope you like some of those songs. If you didn't, that's totally okay. Next week will be completely different. Yeah, any final remarks? Anything in pop culture that's happened recently? I usually do one pop culture thing.
I remember we finished with a Trisha Paytas one time.
We did.
Oh my gosh. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay, I'm hanging up now. That's we're done. I regret. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's getting crazy.
Is it really? I saw that she is no longer the Bachelorette because she like got back with her mans or something.
That stuff is too serious. It's actually really dark. But I'm more invested in the lady who's divorcing, her and her husband are getting divorced, and she found out about the divorce through TMZ. Like, he didn't even tell her. And then she, like, outed him for going to illicit parties. And
also, like Christy Noem's husband with those big boobies.
Basically, yeah. He was, like, doing stuff adjacent to that.
And when I saw those pictures,
she went on a podcast and just told everybody everything.
Yeah, those were like Jimbo-sized prosthetics or balloons. I was like, whoa.
I'm never surprised, but I was like, dang.
He's been going to parties. Wow. Not in my Mormon household.
Anyways, that's my dose of drama this week.
Interesting.
It's
what's
everything happening with the Mormon wives.
They're
I'm locked
crazy.
In.
Like,
kind of.
Like, I can't. Sometimes you think that they're doing it for the show, but like, I genuinely think
cameras are down.
What?
Because they all of this is happening.
Blackout?
And the cameras are down because they decided cameras were going to go down after the original videos of her throwing chairs came out. Did you see them?
No.
Okay, so those videos came out
offline for 2 weeks,
and they were like, "We're going cameras down for everyone, like, because we don't want you like reacting live to this on camera."
Wow,
and a lot
TV.
Of them are producers and stuff. Yeah. Bravo would never.
Yeah.
But yeah, so cameras are still down. They're down for that woman finding out about her divorce through TMZ. They're down for the Bachelorette getting canceled.
But that's what the people want to see. That's what you sign up for.
I know. That's why I'm saying Bravo would never.
Wow.
Another network needs
they
to take this over.
They all need to go to therapy. That's really bad. Wow. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Wow.
That's your dose of drama.
That's my dose of drama
pop
that
culture
I'm actually now interested, but I guess it's blackout, so I'll see.
It's all online.
Yeah.
So
and now Moira, is that her name? Moira from like Love is Blind. No, Love Island. She's Irish. She's kind of a UK reality. She's the new Bachelorette, which I've never been inclined to watch it, but she's actually kind of funny. So maybe I would do that. But regardless, one more song today. Thank you very much for that, because I didn't know what to say, but I do like to provide people with, get them in the know with what's happening and with the celebrities.
News content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're educating the people. Yeah, this one I've been listening to a lot over the past 2 weeks. It's off of a 2025 album, Massive Shoe. It's Miffed It by Way Dynamic. And I heard it right before I went away, and it was one of the only songs that I had downloaded to listen to on the plane. So I had no other choice, but good for Way Dynamic. I really, really like it. So yeah, this is Miffed It. And I've heard really good things about the entire album, actually. So if you like this, I've listened to a few other songs this morning. And yeah, if you like today's show, go check it out, because it's very, very mellow, easy listening. But yeah. Oh, have a good Friday and a good Easter. And hopefully you will be back next Whiplash session. There's only 3 left. So
get them while you can.
Get it while it's hot. Yeah, anyway, there's your pop culture reference. This is Miffed It by Way Dynamic on CFRC 101.9 FM. Mwah.
that's the way it's gonna stay. We drifted so far away, I cannot say. I miss you. Rather that would leave my brain. I tricked you. Things won't ever be the same again. I kiss you. Kiss you like I kissed a friend. I risked you. Something seemed to never end. I'd like to notice time. For now the clock forgets to chime. I start to see the end. Goodbye, friend. No answer. A dancer. That time we did felt so correct. I glance at one side you and one side me. Romancer. A feeling strewn across the street. I'd like to notice.